Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C. First reading for this Sunday will be taken from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 18, verses 6 to 9. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 33. Second reading will be taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 to 2, 8 to 19. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 32 to 42. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is respond and determine your reward. It is clear in the scriptures that the Lord will judge and reward each one according to his behavior or deeds. But we must not fear, not be afraid, my brother, my sister. For the psalmist of today reminds us that the Lord has promised to keep us alive in the days of suffering and rescue our souls from death. In other words, just as he did on Passover night in Egypt, the Lord will deliver from death those he called and chose as his own, and who have equally responded through faith in Christ Jesus. Thus, if we believe and profess God's self-revelation in his word and in the apostolic teachings and practices guarded and proclaimed by the Church of Christ, then we must learn to hope and trust in the Lord's promises to the people he has chosen as his own. Hence, if you believe that the Lord has chosen you as his own, then be rest assured of his blessings. Be rest assured that the Lord will grant you his blessings, his goodness, his kindness. For those who revere him, the Lord will guard in this world as a shepherd guards his flock. And those who remain faithful and committed to the practice of his word, teachings and practices, he will offer after their death the fullness of his kingdom. And so, my brother, my sister, we must not be afraid of those whose powers will only last for a moment. The word of God says the wicked will die like the animals. But for us, for you, who believe in him, who stay connected to his word, the Lord says that he will grant us the fullness of his kingdom. Thus, my brother, my sister, through faith in Christ Jesus, we believe that the Lord has got our backs, that he is on our side to help us and guard us, and that he himself is ahead of us and will never forsake us. Therefore, like Abraham and the people of God delivered from the land of bondage, we must courageously stay awake and be ready to fulfill our part of the covenant with the Lord. The truth is, we have no excuse, because the Lord has given a great deal to us who believe and have found him in his word and in the teachings and practices of our Catholic faith. Hence, our task is to constantly stay awake in prayer for God's directives. Stay awake in prayer and wait for God's guidance. Guidance on how to cast your votes in the next election. Guidance on how to take care of those who cannot take care of themselves. Guidance on how to protect the poor, the needy in our communities and in our country. Guidance on how to uphold the truth, in the face of falsehood. Our task is also to be vigilant, that is, to evaluate and re-evaluate our thoughts and review our attitudes, especially attitudes contrary to the teachings of the Lord. And whenever the Lord comes, we must be ready to give an account of our stewardship in this world. Of course, my brother, my sister, some will experience death before the Lord comes, and others will not taste death before they see the Lord coming with his kingdom. However, it is clear that the standard of our faith in Christ Jesus will one day be judged. Our attitudes, actions will one day be scrutinized if we want to be among the happy servants whom the Master finds awake when he comes. If we want to be happy after those scrutinies, now is the time to determine what we get on the day of the Lord. Now is the time to determine our reward on that day. The psalmist says today, praise is fitting for loyal hearts. And so, my brothers, my sisters, let us remain loyal to the message of the Lord. Let us remain committed to the message of upholding that which is good in our families, in our communities. Let us continue to uphold the Lord's love within our society. Let us stand for that which is true, for that which is good. May the Lord bless us and help us to remain faithful to Him and to prepare ourselves for His day, the day to receive our blessings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.